It's a swelteringly hot summer in Kolkata. Air conditioner sales are going through the roof. And all over the city, in fancy restaurants and little roadside shacks, people are asking for a cold drink. Now, there is one more fizzy drink to join the party. Campa Cola. To the uninitiated, it's like a Coca-Cola knockoff, but it's a story that connects India and the United States. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Coca-Cola was basically American capitalism in a bottle, says a video from the Business Casual channel.
During the 20th century, as capitalism spread around the world, so too did Coca-Cola, to the point where the only place left where you can't get it today is North Korea.
India, though, wanted to be self-sufficient after independence, even in colas. Pepsi was denied entry, but Coca-Cola had already set up bottling plants and a distribution network by then in India. So it got to rule the roost. But protectionist Indian politicians weren't happy about Coca-Cola's popularity.
A favorite statistic of theirs was the fact that while only 10% of India's villages had safe drinking water, 90% had access to Coca-Cola.
So they passed a law saying a foreign company couldn't own more than 40% equity in any business in India. Even worse, it would need to divulge its secret formula so that it could be made locally in India. So Coca-Cola chose to exit the Indian market in 1977. A government-owned company launched an Indian cola called Double Seven, which fell flat. As columnist and marketing professional Santosh Desai told the New York Times, it was a government-produced cola and it tasted like that. Then Coca-Cola's main bottler in India, Pure Drinks, hurriedly launched a knockoff, Campa Cola, and that hit the jackpot. Campa Cola and Thumbs Up became India's answer to the Coke and Pepsi wars. There was more to life with Campa Cola, or so its jingle promised us. Of course, we knew they were not the real stuff. Salman Rushdie called them disgusting local imitations. That was a little harsh. But from its name to its font, Campa Cola was always pretending to be its American cousin, unlike Thumbs Up, which was a bit spicier. And we played along because we had no other options, just as many Indians wore Levi's knockoffs called Levi's. Campa Cola promised us the great Indian taste, but as soon as anyone went abroad, they ordered a Coke. Nothing tasted like going abroad like a real Coca-Cola. Then, in 1993, when India opened up its markets, Coca-Cola returned to India. And purchased some of its wannabe competitors like Thumbs Up and Limca for $40 million. But not Campa Cola. Its popularity just fizzled out. In 2009, the New York Times went to the Campa Cola factory and found one elderly accountant sitting under a lone flickering bulb scribbling in an old ledger. Even the company directors seem to have forgotten about him. Now, Campa Cola has been relaunched in three flavors by the Indian company Reliance, which hopes older family members will cherish the nostalgia, while younger ones will love the crisp, refreshing taste. What was once packaged as Made in India nationalism is being repackaged as nostalgia. New India's own cool, says the new jingle.
Nay India ka apna thanda.
But what are we nostalgic for? Is it for a time when we craved Coca-Cola but made do with Campa Cola? Or for a time when we still believed that whatever the world produced, cars, appliances, or colas, we could cobble together at home, when in reality we were begging our American cousins to bring back Toblerone, Kit Kats, and Dove soaps? Or are we nostalgic for the days when we swigged colas without worrying about the health effects of sugary drinks? In 1977, Campa Cola was a substitute for Coca-Cola, not a competitor. Now, Campa Cola will have to compete Cola to Cola with Coke and Pepsi. When Campa-Cola came out with a television ad in 1983, it showed youngsters partying on a boat as they dived off the boat into the clear blue waters. Young India daydreamed about
when you're feeling good, having fun with all the rest.
But 99.99% of Indians knew that that life was an unattainable fantasy. But at least they could drink Campa-Cola and pretend to that lifestyle, just as Campa-Cola was pretending to be Coca-Cola. The other day, I finally picked up a Campa-Cola for old time's sake. And to be honest, it just felt like old fizz in a new bottle. Not the Campa-Cola I remembered, more like just a campy cola. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. Thank you.